Here comes Peter Cottontail, hopping down the bunny trail.
The native New England cottontail is awaiting formal placement on the federal endangered species list. What most people are likely seeing in bramble thickets, front yards, and fields across the region is the eastern cottontail. U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service New England Field Office endangered species specialist Tony Tour says that loss of habitat is the primary reason for the New England cottontail's population decline.
The New England cottontail requires dense thicket habitat, a lot of briars, blackberry bushes, a lot of shrubs. That sort of habitat type has become extremely rare in this animal's range, and because of that, its numbers have declined.
The native New England cottontail has lost 86% of its range. Some of the habitat loss is due to changes in land use, including conversion of forest land to farms and suburban sprawl. But University of Vermont Howard Professor of Zoology and Natural History Bill Kilpatrick says another factor led to the decline in the rabbit's population.
What happened was essentially an invasive species. That would be the eastern cottontail. The eastern cottontail previously did not occur in the Northeast.
While scientists do not have specific population numbers for the New England cottontail, they have been able to track the decline of its range since the 1960s. Tony Tour says the common species is now the eastern cottontail.
That rabbit, behaviorally, it's quite a bit different than the New England cottontail. It doesn't really require the large patches of dense vegetation that the New England cottontail does. It's much more likely to venture out into people's yards. And for the most part, that's the rabbit that most people see.
The physical differences between the two species are subtle. The eastern cottontail is about a pound larger. It also has longer ears and larger eyes. The native New England cottontail's coloring tends to be a bit darker. Tony Tour explains that the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service is partnering with numerous public and private entities across the region to reestablish the New England cottontail's population and habitat.
We've developed a comprehensive conservation strategy that outlines a full suite of activities that we would like to take to try and secure the animal's presence in the New England landscape and reverse the decline. The bulk of our work at this point really focuses on creating habitat for the species.
But little is happening in Vermont, where UVM's Bill Kilpatrick says it's believed the New England cottontail has been completely extirpated.
There's a couple problems. One is cottontails are a game species, so they are hunted. If there were two species in the state, one being protected and one not being protected. These are not easy to tell apart. This would be a problem. It was proposed for listing in the state. It was approved by the Endangered Species Committee. However, the Secretary of the Agency of Natural Resources did not approve it, and so it was not sent to the legislature.
Links to more information are available on our website, wamc.org. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.